Isn't there a story with Ajahn Chah where he wanted to, you know, give some feedback to the senior monk, but he waited like 20 or 30 years?
I'm not sure how long, but certainly he would.
Yeah, like when he found the right time, the monk was like extremely grateful. He said he just knew before that he wouldn't have gone over it.
And Ajahn Chah was really good at, he could be pretty direct, but also, you know, but he was, you know, he'd be very attuned to that sense of time. Place and circumstance, and especially if it were something that were really kind of quite important, then you really want to be waiting. So that Franklin Dan, it's more like an encouragement to support each other in keeping up a standard of training, which is helpful for a community and a monastery. Now, Ajahn Dan's his monastery is extremely. He likes things done in a really. It's the only monastery I've ever seen where the shoes outside the hall are always neat and tidy. Cleanest monastery we've ever been in. I remember one of the monks sort of saying, "Yeah, you get up for," because every afternoon is sweeping. It's like 3 hours of sweeping in the afternoon. And so you're just sort of out there, just trying to chase out the last leaf.